time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Ader.
Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Dan Asimov of Berkeley, California. In English, the two-letter combination TH can be pronounced in two different ways. Once is in the word booth, and the other is in smooth. And I asked, what is the only common English word other than smooth that ends in the letters TH as pronounced in smooth? Well, my answer was mouth, as in the verb you mouth words. It turns out that dictionaries allow some other words ending in TH to be pronounced that way. Bequeath, betroth, loathe, and with. Although personally, I don't pronounce those with a TH that way.
So there were just about 300 correct entries, and this week's winner is Amy Anderson of Aurora, Ohio. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I started taking different vowel sounds in front of the TH to see, you know, if I could come up with something. And when I got to the ow sound, I came up with mouth.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
All the way back to postcard days, so well over 25 years.
And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm retired, but I do some volunteer work with our library here in town, and my husband and I love to travel, so we're either always on a trip or planning a trip.
All right, Amy, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
Okay, every answer today is a word or phrase that comes from French, but is also commonly used in English, so see if you can get them from their anagrams. For example, if I said toped, T-O-P-E-D, and you want a word meaning a train station, you would say depot.
Okay.
So here you go. Number one is brides, B-R-I-D-E-S, and you want a word that means scattered pieces of waste.
Debris?
That is it. Rose up, R-O-S-E-U-P, one who pretends to be something he's not.
Poser?
Nice. Bearcat, B-E-A-R-C-A-T. A nightclub.
Cabaret.
Excellent. Euronet, E-U-R-O-N-E-T. You want a two-word phrase that means on the way.
En route.
Yes. Contour, C-O-N-T-O-U-R. And you want a bit of toasted bread in soup or a salad.
Crouton.
That's it. It's cheap, I-T-S-C-H-E-P, an artistic work that imitates another.
C-H-E-A-P?
Yes. Try starting with the P.
Pistache? No.
Oh, so close. Try P-A.
Pastiche.
That is it. Bears out, B-E-A-R-S-O-U-T. One who deliberately wrecks something for military gain.
Saboteur.
That is it. Quite sour. Q-U-I-T-E-S-O-U-R. You want bluish green.
Turquoise.
That's it. Runestone, R-U-N-E-S-T-O-N-E. A two-word phrase meaning confidentially.
Entre nous.
Excellent. Hotel suite, H-O-T-E-L-S-U-I-T-E. A dark outline of something against a light background.
Silhouette.
That's it. And here's your last one. Central Beach. C-E-N-T-R-A-L-B-E-A-C-H, a two-word phrase meaning complete freedom to act.
Carte blanche.
Boom, 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 100%.
I mean, Amy, you made that look easy. How do you feel?
Happy. Relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Amy, what member station do you listen to?
WKSU.
That's Amy Anderson of Aurora, Ohio. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Henry Picciotto and Joshua Kosman, the creators of Out of the Left Field, Cryptic Crosswords. Think of a word meaning delay, remove one W from it, and you'll be left with another word meaning delay. What words are these? So once again, a word meaning delay, remove one W from it, and you'll be left with another word meaning delay. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Ader.